Becky Hill, Sunny Federa, and Never Be Alone. That is a bop. As they say, as the kids say, that is a bop. Exactly half 10. Allison Curtis with you. Weekend Breakfast Today FM. Now, my next guest has traveled through the US of A, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, South Asia, Southeast Asia, Central Asia, and the Middle East on a bike. His name is Tomas McIntyre, and he joins me now on the phone line. How are you, Tomas?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
I can't believe this story now. It's really captured our imaginations, and it's remarkable. You are a Kerry man cycling the globe, and you've clocked up an astounding 35,000 kilometers so far. Is that right?
Yeah, about that. So,
oh my God.
Another bit to go. Still not finished.
Tomas, where did the idea come from, and how did it all begin?
I was in university up in Galway in NUIG, and I was going taking a year out, and a friend had mentioned about doing this cycle in America, and he kind of just put the idea into my head, and I never had thought about cycle touring before, so I was doing a bit of cycling like a few years leading into that.
Yeah.
And then, so I looked into it and just saw that you could live off your bike. You could just get the bags and have all the gear, the camping gear, the cooking gear, your spare clothes, electronics, and it just looked like a very simple life. So I was like, yeah, we'll try it.
And what about, like, I mean, with that distance, you're obviously, like, really, really, really fit then.
I wouldn't do as much training anymore before going away in the trips now. Like, I'm home now, and I'll go again next winter, and I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't cycle a bicycle till then, because it's more of a lifestyle now than, you know, having to
train for
100 miles, you know, a few times a week to get fit. Because after, like, the first couple of weeks of any tour, you're going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be sore, and, you know, your backside will be sore, you'll be achy, your shoulders, all that kind of stuff. But after a few weeks, you'll just feel like a robot then, and, like, cycling 100K is just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, easy.
And, Tomas, are you always on your own for this?
A lot of the time, but I have met people along the way. So, like, everywhere I've cycled, I've been lucky to meet people. Now, some people, you know, you might only cycle with for a couple of days, and other people only like a few hours, because everyone's kind of going in different directions and stuff.
Yeah. I just think it's amazing. So your life is basically, you go for on a cycling tour, and then you come back to work in the family pub in Kerry. You're in a Gaeltacht area, I believe.
Yeah, we're down in Ballinatary. It's about 8 miles west of Dingle Town, so we're along the Sleighhead Drive.
Lovely. Yeah. And I believe Killian Murphy is a regular.
Yeah, he's been in a few times now. He had his 60 Minutes show inside here, I think about a month ago. Before his big Oscar win, so
he's
that was a
very
great achievement for him.
Seriously, but I, you know what's more impressive to me is how unaffected he is by fame. Like, he's just not bothered.
I guess, if that's the way he wants it, because, I don't know, all that
completely
press following you and people hounding you for autographs and stuff, I guess after a while you would just want to go outside and have a cup of coffee in peace, you know.
Yeah, it would be tiring, definitely. So, Tomas, I mean, this is, you've gone to parts of the world that I think if people are honest with themselves, they wouldn't consider traveling to, and that's whether it's painted a certain way with media or whatever it is, but you recently were in Afghanistan, and you said that it was just incredible, and as an experience, the kindness you received was unreal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been conflict there for 40, 50 years, you know, and it's exactly what a war-torn country would look like, having cycled across the whole country. But saying all that, the local people, you know, the local Afghan people were just, it was just incredible to see how humble they are, despite everything that's happened to them, to see how, you know, positive they are as well, because they're all hopeful that, you know, things are far from perfect there, you know, and they think that they all say, hopefully as long as peace can last, that things will improve there. And, you know, I think they deserve a chance of that, because they've been through incredible amounts of hardship over the last 50, 60 years, you know, and even before all that, you know,
over a generation, exactly.
They were 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've had the British, the Soviets, and the Americans invade them in the last 140 years, so I think they deserve some peace now, and hopefully...
that'll happen. And you were followed by the Taliban, though, I believe.
Yeah, well, I you see them every day, you know, there's checkpoints, you see them in the towns and stuff. I always have to show my passport and stuff to them. So, like, I was interacting with them multiple times every day. And they were in, it was southwest Afghanistan, as after Kandahar, between Kandahar and Herat. It's mostly all this desert. And on the other side of that border in Pakistan, it's the Balochistan region. It's,
yes.
If I was on the Pakistan side of that border, I wouldn't, absolutely no way can you cycle, because it's just too dangerous. So the Taliban, there was just a couple of guys on motorbikes, just safety, you know, just, I suppose they were worried if anything happened, and some of those nights I'd have to stay at one of their checkpoints.
Wow.
No, it'd just be a building, and so,
were you nervous, though? Like, that's making me nervous hearing that.
Yeah, no, because, look, they've opened up for tourism again, so, you know, tourists are welcome back into the country, travellers are welcome, travellers are very, very, very respected in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So, you know, I guess, look, I suppose they want to just show the world that they're back in charge and that, you know, Afghan is safe to visit again and stuff.
I like this as well, Tomas, that you said that if you're offered a tea in Iran, there was no saying no. Like, so
yeah,
it sounded like
exactly.
Ireland. They'd be like, go on, go on, go on.
Pakistan, Afghan, and Iran, you know, a lot of the Islam world, like, just, you know, everyone just wants to be friendly with you.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants to hear your story, chat to you. So, like, offer
amazing.
The tea, food, dinner, places to stay. You know, that would happen every single
Everywhere.
Day.
Yeah. So, South America is next on the list.
Well, I left my bicycle in Dubai, so I'll go back and I'll continue from there. So hopefully I'll finish the trip off next time. So I'll cycle from Dubai back to Ireland and then probably work and take a break again. And then, yeah, South America is
the only continent
I haven't cycled yet.
I just can't imagine it. Like, it's just such an incredible story. I hope you've got, like, a book in the works or something like that. But, Tomas, I'd love for you to be back on the show again at some stage in the year just to give us some updates. And thank you so much for your time
absolutely.
This morning.
Thanks a million. No
thank
problem
you.
At all.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.